From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Japan's prime minister heads to the White House today to make sure U.S. President Donald Trump doesn't overlook Tokyo's interests at the North Korea summit next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
While the leaders of China and South Korea have each met twice with Kim Jong-un, Shinzo Abe's had to wait his turn to directly raise Japan's security and other concerns. Abe will be here at the White House today to make sure he's on the same page with President Trump before the summit. Concerns have grown in Japan that the president may be prioritizing having a summit itself rather than pushing for full denuclearization. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A draft for a UN peace plan for Yemen, exclusively seen by Reuters, calls on the Houthi movement to give up its ballistic missiles in return for an end to a bombing campaign led from a Saudi coalition. Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks has the details.
In return for the Houthis dishing their missiles, the plan would see an end to a bombing campaign by a Saudi-led coalition and the establishment of a transitional government. It's the latest effort to end Yemen's 3 years of conflict, which has led to one of the world's worst ongoing humanitarian crises.
Reuters sources say the deal could still change. U.S. President Donald Trump's top economic advisor says he's not backing down from the tough line he's taken on trade.
We will do what is necessary to protect the United States, its businesses, and its workforce.
That's setting the stage for a showdown with top allies at this week's G7 summit in Canada. It will be the G7's first chance to confront Trump in person since U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports were announced. This is VOA News. NATO defense ministers are gathering in a show of resolve against Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministers hope to prevent a series of festering transatlantic disputes from undermining unity across the 29-nation NATO military alliance. At the Brussels meeting, they're set to unveil a new plan to reinforce their presence in Europe in the event of any crisis, with the deployment of 30 troop battalions, 30 squadrons of aircraft, and 30 warships, all within 30 days. The ministers are also likely to announce a strengthening of maritime operations, particularly in the Mediterranean Sea, where Russian ships have been shadowing Allied vessels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says worries over data sharing are why he believes Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg should testify before an Australian parliamentary committee.
Well, of course, we'd love to see the boss, but naturally he is the founder. The important thing, everyone is paying a lot of attention to the issue of privacy. And, of course, the question of whether people really know what is being done with their personal data.
Facebook acknowledged it shared data with Chinese phone maker Huawei and other manufacturers, but Huawei said it has never collected or stored Facebook user data. Huawei is a company flagged by U.S. intelligence officials as a national security threat and is barred on security grounds from involvement in Australia's national broadband network. U.S. House of Representative leaders will try to wrangle a deal on immigration today in an effort to head off a showdown between moderate and conservative lawmakers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The sticking point is a demand from moderates that DACA recipients brought to the U.S. illegally as children get a pathway to citizenship. Conservatives oppose bending the rules, but House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy expresses optimism they'll find common ground.
We'll continue to work through it.
If leaders don't come up with a solution, moderates could petition for votes on the floor and would likely get enough Democrats to join them, an embarrassing move for the GOP ahead of the midterm elections. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, for the first time, announced an unconditional ceasefire with the Taliban Thursday. Ghani has urged ceasefires with the Taliban before, but this was the first unconditional offer since he was elected in 2014. An Iraq police source said at least 18 people were killed and over 90 wounded in an explosion in Baghdad's Sadr City district Wednesday. Police sources say the ammunition from the explosion had been stored in a mosque, and the explosion happened during its transfer into a parked car nearby. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.